told me a fire and something in Malden, but you know what? I done went to the mayor so much, to the mayor and all of them. I got a letter when I was sick from the town, and it thanked me for being such a citizen in Malden. They tried to improve. Y'all see my letter. Real nice letter and a big bunch of flowers from the town of Malden. I said, well, all that going and all that fighting, maybe shedding tears. I said, maybe it didn't look worth something after all. I'm supposed to be in a meeting tomorrow night. And like these houses getting picked up, Miss Grant. But I done worked for that, didn't I, Carrie?
Yeah.
I worked for this water being come through here, didn't have no water. The man living right there in that White House. I tried to get him to go to a meeting. He said, no, so if the rest of them get water, I will too. He wasn't joking. He was pushing the guy.
Yeah, it takes somebody to get things started, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can't all sit back and wait.
Yeah, this new town I'm all was all right to me after all. But I was, I've been to the lot of them. I didn't go to the town and meet them and went to God with me. My husband would say, you're doing all of that. Saying you're going to get the worst of it. And when they brought the water to put in, they laid the pipes down. And it come, when I come from work, the pipes were laying on the side of the road. I was so happy. Next day I came from work, they took them pipes up down and left them up there to Houston, in front of Houston now, and moved the pipes. I called out in town and asked my friend, the town I called, said, what about the pipe? Said, Preston said you have to buy your pipes from there to Houston, down Houston. Huh. I said, I'm not going to buy one pipe. And I called that head man to Monroe.
Yeah.
And that man said, I'll be down there in a few minutes. And he went down there and he told me, you know what he said? You should have laid the first pipes. Throw it to her house, then went to the house. Let me tell you, they brought the pipe back. Then they tried to work, that's when my husband temper said, see there, I told you so, see you getting the worst disease. But now, next day I come, my pipes are down there. They didn't have no other way to get at me, but said to me, we gonna put your meat over here in Tony's yard. That next door to me. I said, yeah, and do Tony gonna pay my water bill? I said, and if you don't put the meter in my meter in my yard, then I don't pay no bill.
You put yours to the road?
Yeah, they put it in my yard.
In the yard?
Yeah, they better have to put it in my yard.
Well, the meter's in mine.
Yeah, well, they were talking about. I think they're doing that to haggle at me because I had haggle at
them. Well, I think you used to be to the road, but since right there, you won.
Yeah. But now, since I done done all that, and I am the cause of you getting yours on out there.
Yeah.
Because Sears was fixing to go to Wagebur to have Sears Roebuck put her in a pump on that well.
Yeah.
And I said, let me tell you, I said, the water go right through your yard. You say you didn't sign for it to go through there? I said, they would have to put me in water in my bathroom, put me in water in my house, or either take that pipe up out of my yard. And we went down there to the mayor. And so the mayor, Sam carried me in. She got mad when she got out there. She got mad, said a cuss word.
Well, I just said, she said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll go back to Baltimore and see my lawyer, and you can take them pipes up out of my yard.
Yeah. She done saying, well, that was sure saying.
Yes, she did. She done.
I'm coming through the land here.
My
old lady. Yeah. So that's what she told him.
Not to come.
Then he told her, said, well, I'll let you know in a week. She said, well, you better hurry up, sir, because I got to go. I said, I don't blame you.